The board will reconvene into open session. We did take action that requires votes in open session. Attorney Cage? I think we want to start with board elections.
Okay, all right. So open the floor for nomination for the position of Chairman of the Board of Trustees for 2017.
I nominate Reverend Hatch.
Second.
Okay.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Well, you can't vote for yourself, I'm sorry. Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Okay. Ask the, open the floor for nominations for the position of Vice Chair for 2017.
I nominate Trustee Smith.
I second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
No.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Ask the Chairman for nominations for the position of Secretary for 2017.
The Chairman, nominate Trustee Curtin.
Second.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leek? I'm sorry, Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Okay. All the offices have been moved and properly seconded. Is there any further discussion or any other nominations to come before the board?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Roll call to close the nominations.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Okay.
I think next on our agenda is the to approve the minutes of previous meetings of the September 16th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So before we get to that question, the roll call for the election of the chairman of the board, we've already done that. The roll call for the election of the vice chairman of the board has properly taken place, and the roll call for the election of the secretary for the board is properly taken place. And so the stated officers, the chairman of the board would be Reverend Hatch. Smith will be the vice chairman of the board, and Curtin will be the secretary of the board. Trustees. All right. Thank you. That concludes the matters of the elections.
I think the next item is to approve the minutes from the September 16, 2016 board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Well, Ms. Phillips, before we approve, are there any notes or corrections from any of the board members?
No.
Okay. Now we can entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. Next item will be approval of the 2017 board meeting dates. The proposed dates are March 3rd, 2017, May 5th, 2017, June 22nd, 2017, September 15th, 2017, and December 8th, 2017. I'd like a motion to approve the 2017 board meeting dates.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. Next up is the executive session minutes prior to December 9th, 2016. Attorney Cage.
Whereas in accordance with the Chicago State University statute, the Chicago University Board of Trustees is a body corporate and body politic and an arm of the agency of the state of Illinois, and created and authorized to operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University hereinafter the university consistent with the laws of the state of Illinois. And whereas the Open Meeting Act requires that all bodies keep written minutes of all their meetings, whether open or closed, and a verbatim record of all the closed meetings in the form of a video or audio recordings. Whereas statute requires that the body politic review written minutes of the closed sessions and semi-annually and make a determination and report in open session that, one, the need for confidentiality still exists as to all or part of those minutes, and two, that the minutes or portions thereof no longer require confidential treatment and are available for public inspection. Whereas the Board of Trustees has reviewed all written minutes of closed meetings held between June 23rd, 2016 and September 16th, 2016, and this special meeting of the Board of Trustees held July 25th, 2016 and August 31st, 2016, whereas the Board of Trustees has determined that the written minutes of the closed meetings held on June 23rd, 2016 and September 16th, 2016 and the special meeting held on July 25th, 2016 and August 31st, 2016 meet the written requirements applicable to such meetings, and whereas the Board of Trustees has determined the need for continued confidentiality still exists as to all the written minutes of closed meetings held on June 23rd, 2016 and September 16th, 2016 and the special meeting held on July 25th, 2016 and August 31st, 2016, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University, approve the written minutes of the closed session held on June 23rd, 2016 and September 6, 2016 and the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on July 25th, 2016 and August 31st, 2016 determines that the need for confidentiality still exists as to the written minutes of the closed meetings held on June 23rd, 2016, September 16, 2016, and the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on July 25th, 2016. So we're asking for a vote to nominations and a vote to keep those minutes confidential.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. I think the next resolution is approval of the destruction of the verbatim record of executive session minutes prior to June 2015.
That's what we just did.
No, we didn't. No, we.
The approval of the destruction of the verbatim records of the executive sessions minutes prior to June 2015. Whereas a public law requires that public bodies keep verbatim records of all the closed minutes in the form of a videotape and audio tape recording, and whereas public law requires that the body review its written minutes of closed session semi-annually, and whereas public law provides that the verbatim records required by subsection 2-6A may be destroyed after 18 months but only after, one, the public body approves of the destruction of the particular recordings, and two, the public body approves the minutes of the closed meeting that meet the written requirements applicable to the Open Meetings Act, and whereas the Board of Trustees has reviewed all the written minutes of the closed meetings held on December 14th, 2012, March 1st, 2013, March 8th, 2013, May 17th, 2013, June 28th, 2013, September 20th, 2013, December 13th, 2013, February 11th, 2014, March 7th, 2014, May 9th, 2014, June 27, 2014, August 22, 2014, September 9, 2014, December 12, 2014, February 6, 2015, March 6, 2015, and May 15, 2016. Whereas the Board of Trustees has determined that the foregoing written minutes meet the written minute meeting requirements applicable to such meetings, and whereas the Board of Trustees believes that the retention of the verbatim records of the minutes are required to be made by subsection 2.6 is no longer appropriate for the meetings to be held more than 18 months prior to the date of the resolution. And therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University approves the destruction of the verbatim records of the closed meetings held on the December 14, 2012, March 1st, 2013, March 8th, 2013, May 17, 2013, June 28, 2013, September 20, 2013, August 22, 2014, September 19, 2014, December 12, 2014, February 6, 2015, March 6, 2015, and May 8, 2015. Directs the board liaison to destroy the verbatim record of the aforementioned closed meetings.
So move.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. I believe our next resolution is the contract for professional services.
Trustee Smith. Trustee Smith. If you need me, we'll have a quorum. Just do trustee left.
Yeah.
I think he's more than four.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Where's he at?
Approval of the authority to enter in a contract for professional services, whereas Chicago State University Board of Trustees requires that all transactions involving personal service agreement and purchases of $100,000 or more require approval of the board, whereas Chicago State University Board of Trustees requires that professional service and attorneys to assist in the proceedings of various personnel matters involving the university. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees hereby grant approval for the General Counsel of Chicago State University to enter a contract not to exceed $250,000 for the employment of professional services of the following attorneys in connection with matters involving the university: Jackson Lewis, PC.
Motion. Call a motion.
Yes.
Okay. So moved.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce? Second on the motion.
Second.
Okay. We have a second now.
Yeah.
Okay. Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
And Trustee Young?
Yes.
University Foundation at Chicago State Master Contract. Whereas the University Foundation at Chicago State is an institutionally related nonprofit tax-exempt 501c3 organization, and whereas The University Foundation at Chicago State serves to provide fundraising support to Chicago State University. And whereas the University Foundation and the university desires of formalizing the terms and conditions of the business relationship drafted a master contract. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University hereby approves a master contract with the University Foundation at Chicago State.
And in order, those last three.
Motion.
So move.
Second.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
FY17 University Advancement, University Foundation at Chicago State. Whereas a master contract between Chicago State University and the University Foundation at Chicago State in Section 4 of Paragraph 5 states that the advances by the university to the foundation to cover costs for employee salaries are to be repaid to the university pursuant to the Legislative Audit Commission guidelines. And whereas the university and the foundation have come to a mutual agreement that the sum of $350,000 is sufficient to be advanced to the foundation to cover the cost of salaries. And whereas the president, after review of available data provided by the foundation and the university, and after consultation with the vice president, shall present the recommendation concerning payments to the foundation. The president shall take action on the board behalf as is necessary and appropriate to implement the payment as approved by the board. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees approves a university advancement at its discretion to the foundation effective fiscal year 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Discharge of the Management Action Committee and University Advisory Committee. Whereas on February 4th, 2016, as amended on March 4th, 2016, the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University created the Management Action Committee and the University Advisory Committee. And whereas the Management Action Committee was charged with reviewing and deciding all employment actions for Chicago State University. And whereas the University Advisory Committee was charged with providing input to the Management Action Committee, and whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University has determined that the Management Action Committee and University Advisory Committee have performed their assigned duties, and now therefore be it resolved that the Management Action Committee and the University Advisory Committee is hereby discharged. The Board of Trustees of Chicago State thanks each member of the aforementioned committee for his or her contributions to Chicago State University.
Move that the resolution be adopted.
Second.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
In a court termination of fiscal financial exigency, whereas in accordance with the Chicago State University statute, the Chicago University State University Board of Trustees is a body corporate politic and an arm and agency of the state of Illinois, and created and authorized to operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University, consent with the law of the state of Illinois. Whereas the financial outlook of the university has improved, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University hereby terminate the university-wide state of fiscal exigency.
So moved.
Motion. Second.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. Is that an end to the resolutions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
The final thing is public comment. Only one person signed up for public comment today, John Bolter. Seeing that John Bolter is not here, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
No, we didn't. Congratulations. If that's what's actually in order.